It's been 3 years since 61% of Beloit voters approved a referendum backing a $175 million casino to be built by the St. Croix and Bad River Chippewa tribes. Now the next step in the federal gaming process has begun, an environmental assessment. City Council President Terry Monahan says he's confident local support for the 3,000 jobs the gaming hall would bring is still strong. And he says the state's budget problems should prompt support from the governor as well.
Well, the states need to enhance budgets wherever possible. We think that the state will look at this as really a boon to their budget problems. And frankly, Beloit's has been one of the higher recipients of shared revenue, and we're hopeful that if this casino is approved here, that would lessen our dependence on state shared revenue.
A spokesperson for Governor Doyle says he's got an open mind about the Beloit Casino, but even if the governor approves, it might not be enough to give the project the green light. If Republican legislators win a lawsuit they filed against the governor, the Assembly and Senate would have veto power over future tribal gaming deals. Doyle spokesperson Dan Lystico says the lawsuit has no merit.
You know, we've said all along that it's a partisan political lawsuit that is just a waste of taxpayer money, and the governor's confident that the courts are not going to do anything with that suit.
The suit challenging the governor's sole authority to negotiate tribal gaming compacts is pending before the state Supreme Court. The justices are expected to decide before the end of the month whether or not to hear the case or send it back to circuit court. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.